What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As we work through Jack's disappointing performance against Joe DeCamera yesterday, going down 1-0, something we didn't see coming, especially with golf. I thought golf was more of a lock than baseball, to be quite honest with you, Ike.
Yeah, me too.
Ike, I don't know, like part of me, I keep thinking, WIP Sports Radio, you know, Phils win 2 or 3. Part of me thinks, we got to talk about the Phils. We got to talk about NBA free agency, yada, yada. And the other part of me is thinking, everybody just wants to talk about DeCamera versus Fritz.
Yeah.
So what do we do here?
Well, the thing with the Fightins, I think we're content that they won the series, but I don't think anyone feels that much joy coming. It could have very easily went the other way in the series.
Sure.
So I don't know how much excitement people have coming off that Brave series. It's more or less, okay, Bryce is back. I think that's bigger news that he's coming back tonight. But, I mean, you can't deny what is the talk of the town right now. I got asked about it several times today at the local Heritages over there. So you're learning about the Heritages
over
there.
Oh, yeah, I know now. Yeah.
Over there where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people want to know what happened.
Yeah, I get text messages too.
Right?
John, my contractor, is like Jack, and then frowny face.
I know, I felt everyone yesterday.
Yeah,
like I.
Well, how do we get you?
With what? Sorry,
no.
My bad.
How do we get you to stop thinking about everyone and just think about the task at hand?
Right.
Like, is it worse that Ike and I are there? I thought it was a great show of solidarity that DeCamera's there alone.
Yep. And no support.
None. And we're there with you. But then there's part of me that's thinking, maybe we're putting more pressure on you by being there.
No. That thing would have been a disaster had been there.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
You.
Yeah. Got to rise above it.
Yeah,
got to rise.
We brought him out. We brought him out of the dumps.
I will say this first hour has been pretty cathartic.
It's been a good hour.
I feel like I picked myself up. Because again, I beat myself up all night. Beat myself up in the middle of the night. Beat myself up all. I didn't. Not that. That's what DeCamera did. Bad night to be a DeCamera sock in his house.
Yeah.
After
a cantaloupe.
Yeah. After what happened yesterday. Like, it's been a long, long 24 hours.
Wow.
And this first hour, the Rio speech, like, I just need.
You just got to throw strikes.
I just got to throw strikes.
And you got to go and prepare.
Yeah.
Like, don't go in cocky.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm like, my cockiness is now down.
Okay.
Very down. All like, right. I didn't say anything that time either. All right.
Because he's got enough, you know, Well, I mean, like, even the way that this whole thing is planned out, and then Lakin's the next one that's in my target or whatever.
Yep.
The way that this whole thing is planned out benefits DeCamera. Because if these things were one after the other, he would physically fall apart.
Yeah.
So it's almost like those two are in cahoots to keep him in it, which is also ridiculous.
But we also have a 10-year age gap.
Well, actually, 15, a 16-year age gap.
16-year age gap.
And that shouldn't matter on the golf course, but like everything.
Oh, but it shouldn't matter, but it should matter.
Listen.
He physically wore down himself.
He did.
I know.
Yeah.
Yesterday was about me. Yesterday was strictly about me falling apart.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not like you guys were walking. They were in a cart.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But it was still super hot.
It was hot. Yeah.
The only person that should have been in trouble being in a cart was me being driven around by.
Would you relax over there?
But what's that? What was that?
Mario Andretti?
No. I was. What was the movie?
Wallace?
No, the movie with Vin Diesel.
Fast and the Furious?
Yeah, with Fast and the Furious Reese over here.
He's doing drifts around the
Oh my God. Yeah. Yep. 215-592-9494. Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP.
Oh, no, not him.
Well?
Mike, how bad was it? Was it like having your kid out there and, you know, the scouts are watching and you're trying to help your kid and you're just like, my kid's not going to play in a field.
Yeah.
My kid's not going to play anywhere.
You realize he's not as good as you thought he was?
Yeah, all that talk and everything and all that time. You took him to practice and gave him those pep talks, and he just let you down.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very disappointed and 10 being not disappointed at all, what would you say?
I would go
probably a 6, 6.5.
Wait, with 1 being most disappointed?
Yeah.
You were 6?
Probably a 6.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have had you at a 2.
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, because, you know, listen, the last thing the kid needs is for me to be even more disappointed in.
Okay.
All right. He knows that I'm disappointed in what happened yesterday. I don't need to pile on top. Especially at your suggestion, Stewardess Jim. You're still a Cowboys fan here.
You don't get to
kick Jack when he's down.
I'm not kicking him down. I'm just asking how you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't doing well. I felt bad for him.
There's no amount of ice juice. There's no amount of ice juice that's going to help this.
Well, even worse, I didn't have any out there. That was the worst part. Yeah, I couldn't even enjoy myself that way.
Then we had to get out of there because it was awkward. It was like, oh, I got to get away from Jack right now.
Now, what happens?
As he crumbles.
Like, what happens if Jack shows up after all this is done? He shows up in a Lamborghini and his wife Jill has a Range Rover. And what do you think about that? Do you think, like Chris Middleton said that he was the White Sox Jack. What do you think about that?
Oh, you think he took money to throw it?
Yeah.
I think so.
No.
Lakin told me to throw it.
I wish I had that excuse. No, yeah. Yeah. I wish I saw.
With your own eyes.
Yeah, I saw the life drain from you. I was trying to hype you up, the comeback.
But then it was like the hype. Yeah.
The comeback was there.
I had him. He made that one putt.
But it was there.
I know. It would have been a triumphant takedown.
Oh, my God.
He was so cocky.
I was calling him Doc Rivers because he was blowing a 3-1 lead.
I know.
Yep.
It was setting up perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Listen, you were doing your best to be the heckle.
I was being a real jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying my best.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
What's happening? What's going on?
What's up, Herb?
Looks like thunder and lightning up here in the Northeast.
There it is.
Coming back from Jersey.
Yeah.
Thunder and lightning.
Okay. Are we going to talk? What are you calling?
You want to talk about Jack?
Yes.
About the Phillies?
No, I want to. This is the wrong day for this. We're talking about Jack and Joe.
Yeah, I know that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the baseball game's on the 9th, but I'm going to be in Detroit, so I ain't going to be able to come down to that high school and see that.
God. This is brutal today.
Jack, you know what?
This is a real bum out today.
Who's your catcher, Ben Davis?
No, I think it's a college kid.
Oh, college kid.
Yeah, it might be a fellow Husky.
Oh, fellow Husky.
Yep, doing the school proud.
that won't add more pressure to you.
Oh, I know. No.
How hard are you going to throw? How hard do you think you can throw?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know if I want to throw as hard as I can because I want to be able to throw strikes.
Yeah, you got to throw a strike.
Good 60, 65 miles per hour.
No, I think I'm back in the 80s. But I do think I'm back in the I remember what it felt like. Back in the 80s.
This dude is not throwing in the 80s?
Yeah, back in the 80s. I'm at least 78.5.
There's no way he's throwing in the 80s.
I think 60 gets dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. But that gets 60, 65.
Did you say 60?
No, I think 60 would be dangerous because I think Joe could hit 60.
Oh, well, I'm not gonna throw 60.
Yeah, that's I.
You think Joe could hit 60?
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
I don't.
I mean, he did hit the ball at fantasy camp.
Yeah, wasn't the 80-year-old throwing? Was pitching for him?
Well, the guy's throwing 60. I feel like I threw 60 when I was in high school.
I bet you I can hit you now, Jack.
See, now you got to hear.
Yeah, I don't think so. And this is the problem. Everyone's challenging me now because I have one bad day on the golf course.
Yeah.
I'll give you 50 after you do this with him. I'll give you $50 to throw to me.
Well, I'm going to pay you to throw to him.
Not in the business of turning down money.
Yeah. What?
So anyway, we got 12 big games coming up here against these West Coast teams and the Cincinnati Reds this weekend.
Yeah.
We got to win 8 to 9, at least 8 of these games. We got to win.
Yeah.
Here comes the rain.
Oh, this is. I can't do
What's the weather doing right now, Herb?
I can't do this today.
It's raining. I'm at the Boulevard and Red Line. You know where that's at, Jack?
Nah,
he's never been that far.
Nah, I'm not a Northeast guy.
Yeah.
What kind of rain, though? Like hard rain, more of a misty?
It's getting ready to come down. You could feel it.
All right.
I don't hear your windshield wipers.
Yeah, I got the windshield wipers on medium.
Oh, okay.
I got it on medium.
This is just brutal.
I see there was a trade. I greased that dude from Miami or something.
Oh, you like that?
There
yeah.
There we go. Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, to the Steelers.
Right on message.
Steelers, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good team.
Steelers trying to get some players for that Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. What do you think of that whole Iran thing?
Oh, God.
Yeah, Iran.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't actually want to know. I just...
Light transition.
Herb?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just going to hang out the rest of the day?
I'm trying to... Well, it's raining. I'm 5 minutes from my house, and then I'm going to just chill out.
Yeah.
Is it raining right now?
Yeah, it's raining. I got to work down to Wells Fargo Wednesday all day.
Oh, good to know.
Like a good soup day.
Yeah, what else do you have going on this week? Any other days?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you know what? There's a bar I went up to Saturday night with all my guys from the Pendel League.
I can't do that.
We all had some pitchers of beer and...
What a story.
It was a good time. It's called... The new town. It's called the
Clubhouse. No. You got to pay to have that happen on WIP.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. We got a pool table.
All right. Okay.
Herb, is it raining where you are?
Yes, it's coming down pretty good. Coming down.
Is it raining harder than it was 5 minutes ago?
It's coming down. The drops are pretty good size.
Oh, good. How big would you say? All right.
I don't know. It's coming down pretty good. I don't want to get wet, but I'm going to get wet.
You're in your car, though. How are you going to get wet?
When I get to, I'm like 4 traffic lights from my place.
So oh, boy. It's great news.
No, it's raining down there.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Can we?
I was just up at Jackson Mills,
All right.
Like Jackson Mills at the outlet. I just came from up there.
What'd you get?
I bought something from Under Armour and I bought, I went in the Nike store, looked at the sneaks and.
Look at the snakes?
Snakes. Did you get those new Nike Pro Maxes? Air Maxes?
Yeah, I like. They got some new stuff, but they're like 160.
See those Kyrie, Or was it the Kobe, Caitlin Clark?
Oh, yeah, those are sweet.
Yeah.
I like those.
All right, Herb.
All right,
boys. I'll see you maybe Friday.
No, probably not. Yeah,
we'll
be there.
July 4th.
Yep.
Yeah,
right,
see
that's great. I forgot. Yep.
No one's working.
Yeah, right, we'll be cooking.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm going to a barbecue. I'll stop talking.
Okay.
All right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right. That
all
one
right.
was
there goes
today.
The momentum that was, of the I show.
I was in no mood for that today. What do you want to talk about? He said to me, what do you want to talk about?
It's one of a kind.
You called.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, so that's an anti-Blue Chew phone call right there.
Yeah, that is.
Blue Chew, it's 4 hours later, and you need help, and you just on that phone call, and then you want to go to the doctor's.
Yeah, does not have the same effect. The opposite of the Blue Chew, I would say.
Let me say this. I'm not happy about yesterday. I mean, I woke up this morning, made myself a really good espresso. That's what I my day starts off with a number two and espresso.
Oh, there you go. In that order?
All right. Whatever order, usually it's espresso.
Well, the espresso usually helps with the number two.
Yeah,
it definitely helps. That's why I go there first. But sometimes you wake up and you're like, anyway. So yeah. I'm sipping it. I put on the app, and it has like every section and every segment. It has the little synopsis of what we're talking about.
Yep, the free Odyssey app.
And I see the 1-0 camera. Not the camera, just camera. So I'm not happy about that, but I don't care. It's over. This is what I do know. Who showed up for the camera yesterday? Like, who was there for the camera?
Nobody. Just the guy that paid
nobody.
Him.
Yeah.
That he
just
paid.
Remember that.
Yeah.
I know you asked Ike to caddy for you, but he was still going to be there. If he wasn't your caddy, he was going to be there. He's going to be in your corner.
Yep.
I put on a collar for you yesterday, Jack.
Spike put on a collar.
Yeah. Yeah.
90 degrees heat. UV rating was off the chart.
It was.
He was out there in his pale skin and his tattoos for you.
Yep.
That's all you got to remember, Jack.
Yep.
We got a lot of support. And I think 80% of the audience is support as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
which is probably why 80% of the audience is disappointed.
Yeah.
So, well, you can't listen. We can't listen to this for a year. How long will the camera go? If God forbid something crazy happens. We can't listen to the camera.
I agree.
Months and months, and then the Boban and the Oath and the goblin behind under the bridge.
You know, yeah. Nick, here's the good thing that I'm realizing thinking about this now that you bring it up, is that right now, you know, DeCamera had set his expectations for everybody very low for him. Everybody had very low expectations. So even if DeCamera lost 5-0, it's no skin off DeCamera's back.
No, got nothing to lose.
But I'll tell you, he has something to lose now. Because now he won. Now he's talking about Jack crumbling. Now people are saying that Joe DeCamera is the favorite. Joe Giglio saying that Joe DeCamera is the favorite. Hugh Douglas is saying that Joe DeCamera is the favorite. Rhea is saying that Joe DeCamera is the favorite.
Right.
You know, he has something to lose now.
He got a little reputation at stake too. Yeah.
And so if he blows it now and Jack goes in and dominates him next Wednesday in baseball, now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking with gas because he has something at stake now. Now it's not just, well, you know, whatever happens. Yeah. He loses 4-1, he's embarrassed now. Yeah. And that's what we need to have.
Yeah. I agree.
The camera's like Ike. It's when you turn on your gambling app. The camera's the plus 375 starter that's not supposed to win. There's no way he's going to win. But it's the fifth inning. He's still in there.
Yep.
And he's up 3-0. Yeah. He's just happy. He's just happy. And the problem is, like the Knicks last year, You gotta nick that momentum, man. You gotta cut that Achilles, man.
Oh, yep. God.
All right, so.
Well, no, because you're right. Once they start getting confident, you know, then they get on a roll, and we can't have that. Thank you for the call, Nick. And we know DeCamera's going to pull out all the stops with the baseball. He's going to call time.
Oh, yeah.
He's
going to
call
goodness,
time.
Yes.
He's going to crouch down.
He's going to argue with the ump at least 3 or 4 times.
He's going to crouch down like he's Ricky Henderson. He's already said that.
Yeah, he's not going to swing the bat.
No.
Yeah.
No. And how many times he's going to – time? He's going to – and this is why we need – and. You know, before, you know, I hate to bring, you know, private stuff out onto the show, but beforehand, when we were all talking about this, Rod was saying, we need to determine the rules. I want the rules negotiated on the air. I want it negotiated on the air, or I want to make sure I'm in the room when the rules are negotiated. Because I don't need you getting screwed by Team Lakin and Team DeCamera over there trying to. In cahoots? Yeah, in cahoots is what I worried about.
Yeah.
Why are they in cahoots against you, Fritzy?
They're in the content game. They're in the content game. And I will say, it's been great content for everyone.
Well,
but
it has been great content.
It was always going to be great content.
No, but like, if I went 5-0 and like it wasn't even that close and showed that we don't belong in the same stratosphere, then
still
it's not.
Rip Joe.
Well, yeah, I know, but it
wouldn't be as much.
This
fun.
Is good for everyone involved except for me.
Yeah. People were like, this is a fix. There's no way he lost. I'm like, I'm telling you, he lost.
Did.
Yeah,
he did.
Saw it with my own eyes.
No fix.
Yep. Didn't.
It's cooking with grease.
Cooking with grease. What did I say?
Gas.
Can you cook with gas too? The grill. Or the stove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of cooking with gas.
Yeah, but the idea of cooking with grease is why it's heating up. Grease frying.
Sounds like a Twitter poll. I've always heard cooking with gas.
I always heard cooking with gas.
Yes, I'm sure you guys have.
Well,
is it a delegation topic?
Yeah, possibly.
Well,
since we do use a lot of grease, we use grease
for sure. 215-592-9494.
They used to call it lard back then.
Yes. Aaron and Jesus. Aaron in San Diego. You're on
WIP. What is this with him?
Afternoon, Philadelphia.
He calls all day now. Yeah.
Aaron in San Diego. You are becoming a popular caller.
Yeah. Well, popular.
Spike, I'm going to put our differences aside today.
All right. Thank you.
Because today is all about Jack Fritz. Hey, Spike, what's that old saying in golf? A bad day of golf is always better than a day at work.
And not yesterday.
Unfortunately for Jack Fritz, that just isn't the case today.
No.
Nah, not even close. No.
And Jack, we're all like you. We all have that tin cup mentality where, you know, we want to instead of laying up in front of the water, we want to drive it that 280-yard drive over the water right onto the green with a 3-foot putt to make. Unfortunately, we end up shanking it to the right and got to go find our ball in the woods, right? But the only problem is, Jack, you lost to a guy that takes a bath on a nightly basis with a rubber ducky.
Yes.
Yeah,
you lost to a guy that when he sneezes, he pulls a muscle.
Well, so those pitchers nowadays,
you know what?
I guess.
Yeah.
Breaking ribs.
I am in the Jack Fritz boat today.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
I'm in support of Jack. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on social media a little bit later and post it.
Oh, boy.
But right now,
we don't.
I'm going to shout out to all the WIP listeners out there.
Jeez, Louise.
If you happen to see Jack Fritz in public, if you're sitting down, stand up. Give him an ovation. Let him know what he means to us.
Right.
Oh, he needs a standing O now.
This is Trey should actually do this for me.
Yes. Now it's time for Trey to pay back.
Hey, Jack, I just realize the hugs are free, buddy. So if the people want to give you a hug, let them give you a hug because they feel for you today.
All right.
Yeah, let them give you a hug.
Take it.
Yeah.
So now,
easy.
All right, Jack, what do we have next?
Oh, wrap it up. Bring it home.
Baseball's on next. Baseball's next Wednesday.
We got baseball. Okay.
Yeah.
A few things. Remember, hope is not a strategy. Excuses are like a part of somebody's human anatomy. We all got one, and they all stink, right?
Yeah, nailed it. Good. Yep.
But here's what you're going to do. First pitch, no questions asked. With confidence, you're going to throw that ball right at the camera's solar plexus. Hit them right in the back. You want to talk about taking somebody out of their mental game and taking advantage of a mental situation? All he'll be thinking about is getting hit with that ball again. And you're going to breathe through it, my friend.
All right, thank you, pal. There we go. There he goes. Always get it. Thank you for the call, Aaron. All you got to do is throw strikes.
Yeah.
Throw strikes.
What about first pitch up and then?
No.
I would not do that.
I would just throw strikes. Wait until you strike him out a few
times.
Well,
and
because if you injure him,
yeah,
then you may have to forfeit the
match. Oh, then we have a whole other
now
problem.
Now you're down 2-0.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that has to be negotiated. You know, it would be kind of funny if it took him out for the rest of the thing. I mean, a little funny. How big would the bruise
you
be?
You certainly would feel good about it, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be speaking
for a lot of people if I nailed
him. I don't want you to lose
him.
Control of one and hit him in the head. That's what I'm worried about with you doing the up and in thing. I'm worried about you throwing a strike.
A rib shot.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Don't let me down.
No, oh, there it is. WIP Afternoon Show.
Don't let me down.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack has let us all down.
Don't let me down.
Loses to Joe DeCamera 4-3 in extras.
Don't let me down.
Next Wednesday, we have the baseball version of this, where Jack will pitch to Joe in 10 at-bats. And this is what, if Joe gets on base, quote-unquote, four times, he wins.
Yep.
Three times is a push.
Now.
And then lower than that is Jack wins.
Gets on base four times via walk, hit by pitch, or hit.
Or hit, yes.
Not an error.
No, well, that has to be negotiated. But yes, I agree with you. It shouldn't be an error. Then
right.
that's what we were saying last time. All these rules have to be negotiated. I want full
like I can't have a third
clarity.
Baseman or shortstop
no.
boot the ball
no.
on a routine grounder and he gets on and that's a hit.
Yeah,
right.
And he's going to be annoying about that.
Of
yes.
course
and
he is.
If that scenario
yes.
happens, he's going to be trying to break out all the rules
yes.
to get it to go his way.
Could we get, in addition to the umpires, could we get an official scorer out there that maybe works as an official scorer?
I actually don't know if that's going to help us. They've been brutal this year.
Oh, they have.
Like
right. they give everybody a hit.
Yeah, everyone gets a hit.
Yeah.
It's like they're in cahoots to up everyone's average around the league.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. More of a disappointment in the last year, Phillies losing to the Mets or Fritz losing to DeCamera? Ike, what do you think is a bigger disappointment?
Wow.
Phil's going down to the Mets or Fritz losing to DeCamera?
I'm afraid even if. Well, should be Phillies losing to the Mets.
But,
I can only imagine that it's Fritz losing to DeCamera. So I'd say 65% Fritz losing to DeCamera.
55%.
55.
Yeah,
wow.
You've really earned it, though, Jack. You're more of a disappointment than the Phillies.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Wow.
Can you read the other Twitter poll, too?
What do you say, cooking with gas or cooking with grease? 91.8% say cooking with gas.
Oh, wow.
That is terrible.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
I'm cooking with grease.
Well, you could cook with both.
Well, you do cook with both.
With both, yes.
I'm too worried about the grease fire. That's mine.
That's why you don't want to cook.
And listen, we use grease in our household a lot.
Well, but I know.
The gas heats up the grease.
But that's not what the point of the cooking with grease is about.
Is grease hotter than gas?
Yes. That's the point, is that grease is hot. You fry chicken in grease. You fry fish in grease.
Yes.
You don't fry chicken in gas.
No, but if you have a gas stove, the gas stove heats the grease.
I understand that. I have a gas stove.
Right. So,
but you don't cook with gas. You cook with grease.
I mean, the poll says
no, but
otherwise.
They don't understand. That's the point I'm making. You realize you don't cook with gas, right?
I mean, you use
gas to light a stove. Yeah, when I say cooking with grease, it's what you're cooking.
You're physically cooking it in you.
Yeah.
It's whatever food you're cooking, you're using grease to cook it.
Yeah.
Fried fish.
Sure.
Fried chicken.
Yes.
It's hot. It's burning hot. You're cooking with grease. That's where it comes from my culture. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying without gas, the grease isn't hot.
I understand.
Okay.
That.
All right. I just want to get out.
But you're not cooking it in the gas.
Exactly.
No. Right. No.
You're cooking food in the grease.
But yes. That I understand.
Yes.
And that's why it's cooking with grease. I'm just telling you.
I know.
Do not make sense of what I'm saying.
It
may not be something you say, but it makes sense what I'm saying.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Then we can agree with it.
Yes. Now, is a ship?
Oh, no, okay. We're going back down.
Let's talk about the film.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Man, there's a lot in the Jackie Baseball Report. If you missed the big news, Bryce is back in the lineup tonight. So
good
looking
news.
Forward
Needing.
To that. Guess who's hitting cleanup?
Kyle?
Nope.
Oh, it's Boom.
Bomber!
Oh my God!
Yeah,
what are we doing?
Because Turner's not a leadoff hitter.
Oh yeah, and Stott is not.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's what it is. It's Stott.
And Harper doesn't want to bat too. Probably.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then Schwarber's hitting two tonight. So,
why doesn't Bohm hit two?
I don't know.
Righty righty.
Wow, that doesn't matter as much as lefty-lefty. But yeah,
all I know is Topper likes to do lefty-righty, lefty-righty. Righty-lefty, righty-lefty.
Alec Bohm's not a cleanup hitter. Schwarber is.
Feels like we're back.
Oh, my God.
What's annoying is that, again, they were getting comfortable in that.
By the way, Bohm had a really great month, has not been really great for the last week or two.
That's baseball.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, if we want Bryce protection or whatever, having Schwarber behind him is more effective than
having
Bohm.
We got a rip Topper.
Yes. This isn't a Bohm thing. It's a Topper thing.
Yeah. No, it's not a Bohm
problem
at all.
It's also
that's
Bryce.
A Stott thing.
It's also Bryce.
Well, hold on.
Bryce doesn't want to hit two.
Yeah.
If he wanted to hit two.
Yeah. Bryce should be hitting leadoff, but if at the very least, he should be hitting two. Okay.
Yeah, so Bohm's back in the cleanup. Hopefully that doesn't last for too long. But I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. So our good friend, Andrew Filippone.
Oh, yeah.
In Pittsburgh, had this report. He said the Phillies and Pirates have had trade conversations about closer David Bednar and setup man Dennis Santana.
There we go.
The feeling is Philly could want both in a deal, so stay tuned there.
I like Bednar.
What are they giving up? That's the real question.
Yeah, well, so it's two. So if Santana's having a career year, which is always a little bit worrisome. He also got in a fight with Pirates fans last week because they were trolling him in the bullpen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know how that.
That should go well.
Yeah.
Because there's like 10 people at Pirates games.
Yeah, might not be made for it over here.
Yeah, might want to just see how he is.
Yeah.
Bednar's had a really down last couple of years and is rebounding now.
Bednar passes the eye test, buddy.
But I love David Bednar.
Yeah.
Santana worries me just from the standpoint of he comes here and gets blown up. I mean, I know he's had a great year, but just to a 1-5. But I guess it's one to monitor. Filippone seems confident in him. I texted him. Like, he's not just putting it out there put it out there.
Yeah.
So I think that is interesting. Matt Strom is still a huge problem. I mean,
is cooked.
So the biggest
got out of there with it by the skin of our teeth yesterday.
Totally. And my biggest thing with him, and he might be cooked. I understand. When Alvarado gets back, hopefully they can just put him on the IL for a month, and maybe in the postseason he bounces back and is a viable arm back there. Because right now, if they're going to keep doing the Kirkering in the eighth to get the higher leverage outs, which makes sense in theory, I get it, but leaving Strom the ninth or Romano. I mean, Romano got lit up on Saturday.
Well, that was the worst pitch I've seen in a year.
It was about as cement mixer as a cement mixer could possibly be.
Elliott could have lucked into a home run on that pitch.
If there was ever a pitch that he could have lucked into a home run, it might have been that cement mixer.
Yeah, 85 mile an hour hanging slider over the middle of the plate. Oh my goodness.
One guy who did not have a good weekend after complaining last week was Max Kepler.
Oh, he didn't have any hits off of pitchers.
He got a couple hits off position players on Friday in a blowout, and then was dreadful yesterday. That seven pitch inning, and Thompson doesn't usually rip players. This felt like a shot at Kepler when asked about it over the weekend.
A lot of guys get frustrated when they don't play every day, you know. And I hear the whole rhythm thing. What I do tell these guys is, if you think that by having a day off it's going to ruin your rhythm, well, it probably will. It probably will. So you gotta figure that out and keep working and keep grinding and trust your ability. Hey, I trust Max. I really do. He started, 60 games for us? So I kind of consider that a starter myself. But, yeah, I see where the frustration is, you know. But because these guys want to play, and that's a good thing.
He's got to figure it out is the quote there.
He's got to figure it out, and I consider it a starter when you're playing 60 of the 81 games.
Sure, yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, this is Max Kepler, man.
Yeah, yeah, dude, that
you're
guy's
not playing
go.
Well, you're not hitting well.
He's got to go.
No, you want to stay in there. But you know what? I mean, even though he wasn't here last year when Casty was playing just as bad and they kept him in, he probably knows that. And these guys, they want to, and what is he making, $10
million? Uh-huh, in the contract here.
So he probably feels entitled to go out there and play. I realize, contract year, that's another thing, even though he's 32 years old.
Mm-hmm. But also, what do you want him to do?
I completely, I'm with Topper on this. And if Topper, you know what? He didn't go full pushback, but he pushed back in his own little subtle way to let him know, like, hey, you want to be out there every day, then do better.
And his body language was off all weekend, Kepler. Like, he looked like...
No! Another player's body language is not good when he's not hitting well?
Wow. I know you meant, I know it's a bone point.
I'm just surprised at how many baseball players who have terrible body language when they don't hit the ball.
Yeah, or on a golf course. But...
But, nah, see, I'm trying to move past that.
No, I know.
You got a little bone to you.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, again, like, yeah. what you guys saw yesterday is
just
why
I was... him like I see him.
I know. Yeah. And it's totally fair. What you saw yesterday...
Y'all wouldn't even go there, Spike, through out there. You got a little bone to you there, buddy.
Was a reason why I'm a good golfer, not a great golfer. That's what you saw yesterday.
That didn't look good.
It wasn't good. Yeah. It wasn't good. But again, that was the worst round I played since I was like 13. Okay. So it happened.
Glad I could be there for it.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. It was awful. But I also, last thing on Kepler, like I feel like with Schwarber, Harper, and Real Muto, they must have saw those comments and were like, one big eye roll. Like, I don't think that they saw his comments and were like,
oh, no.
Yeah, they get him.
Well, how is he in the clubhouse?
He seems kind of like a lone wolf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I bet there was a little bit of an eye roll. And then Ranger yesterday, just continued to do Ranger stuff. The one thing to watch that I think is interesting, velocity was down under 90 miles an hour.
Yep.
And you always have this fear of like, all right, is this when the body starts breaking down? I mean, he has had 10 straight quality starts, 7 wins already on the year. He's been unbelievable. But he pitched his way through it yesterday. He did. And he was great. But that's the thing with Ranger is like, are you starting to see the yearly breakdown?
Well, and that's why, as we approach the trade deadline, you have to be open to trading Ranger Suarez. If you don't think you're going to re-sign Ranger, if you haven't seen him complete an entire season healthy as a starter, which we have not, I'm not saying they have to trade him, but I know that Nola's coming back in August. I know that we only need 4 starters in the playoffs. I know that Ranger's probably gone, and if they can get a everyday good bat, like an outfielder, if we can solve our outfielder problem by trading Ranger Suarez, I'm open to doing that. Like, I don't think that there's any reason.
He's got to be a good player, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
But it's really less than half a year of Ranger we're talking about.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, he's probably the game 2 starter right now.
Yeah,
if he's healthy. If he's healthy. Like, if he's healthy. I just think you look, I'm not saying they have to trade Ranger. That's not where I am.
You're saying they have to consider it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, over the last 12 starts, there's a lot of people saying, oh, we can't trade him now. Honestly, he could be putting himself in a position where now you capitalize on whatever he is.
I think I think you got a valid point. Would Dombrowski do that? See, the Phillies seem to be, and I'm speaking mainly about Dombrowski since he's been here, they don't make the big move.
Not in the middle of the season.
Move. Yeah, they don't make the bold move.
Yeah, take a risk by trading the guy that's been your best pitcher.
So it almost feels like they would operate from a safe perspective and saying, well, we don't want to trade him, and then we wind up needing him the second half of the season. They would view it that way versus what you're saying, which I think is – legitimate way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think especially we don't know what's happening with Nola.
Yeah.
Like, if he comes back and still looks like he had a look in the first half of the year, you'll be regretting that.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the other one to monitor is, I thought Lazaro, I give him credit for battling.
Yeah, but he didn't look good.
But maybe he's starting to reach some innings problems. He could be a weapon out of the bullpen to where you might need Ranger.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Get your calls. I know you can call about the Phils, but I know what you want to call about. You want to call about the Cameron Fritz, and we will continue to talk about it. You know what else I'm going to talk about? It's the summer. You know, we have the holiday weekend coming up. You probably, like, if you don't have a shore house, you've always thought about getting one, but instead you pay thousands of dollars to stay in somebody else's house for a week. That is garbage. If you've ever thought about getting a shore house, you think it's too much of a pain in the ass. Oh, the market's crazy. You got to call Adam Kasebe. Kasebe. He has been the official realtor, the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years now, has helped so many of our listeners. Kasebe out of Long and Foster. He is the master of the Delaware beaches. He knows exactly every turn, every street, how to get you the house that you want. And then you get yourself that beach house in Delaware. By the way, property taxes in Delaware, way lower than Jersey. That's another advantage. You could rent it out all summer. And then you go down for a couple weeks, other people are paying your mortgage, and you got your own beach house, you got somewhere to go, and you got an investment. If you thought it was too hard before, that's why you got to reach out to Kasebe. He knows what he's doing. He's got your back. Again, Kasebe is the name. Call or text him at 302-864-8643, or just go to processrealtor.com. That is processrealtor.com. It's funny, when he started doing the process realtor thing on the podcast, everybody loved it.
right? Now it's process realtor. It's like, you know, a lot of people don't like the process.
They hear process, yeah, and they're like, what? It does seem like whenever you hear that phrase, it's associated with the Sixers.
Yep, it's iffy. It's yeah. iffy. It's an iffy one. Yeah, so there you go. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. There we go. Hey, Jeff.
You know what the funny thing is about listening to you guys talk to Herb? It's like it's like when you're watching TV and listening to something on your phone at the same time. There's completely different conversations going on. Yet we all understand exactly what both of you guys are saying.
Yes, yeah. Well, today, normally I'm in for the Herb ride. Today, it was a tough ride for me today, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just as an aside, it is not raining in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Good to know.
Just wanted to update you on that. All right. So, look, I'm all in on Jack. See, he lost the one competition that is the least athletic of the five.
It's true.
So, he got in his head. I know you guys were helping him. And I really appreciate seeing the help that you guys gave, considering the camera had no one there.
True. True.
And look, Jack, all you got to do is get your head out of your butt, bear down, and throw strikes. Matter of fact, I would go high and tight with the first one. I wouldn't go to hit him.
But then he hits him.
Telling you, hit him. The cameras, he's falling out of this thing.
Well, the other thing, Jeff, this is a dangerous game because he can only – Jack to win this, Joe can only get on base two times. Like, three is a push. And right, four Jack right. loses. So he hits him. All of a sudden, we got yeah. nine more at bats, and he can't walk him more yeah. than one time. Right. You can't. He's just got to go in and win it, you know?
Yeah. Now, the parameters, you got to also add in catcher's interference. That's not allowed. You shouldn't be allowing that.
No. Of course
and
not.
And the errors. You guys got to get this stuff because the camera's going to try to take advantage of these little tiny things that he knows that if you're not on your game, he's going to try to take advantage of that.
Of course. And
that really is.
That's why I don't trust a camera and I don't trust Lakin. And that's why I want it to be negotiated right here on the radio so everyone can hear it.
I think Jack's going to take it. I think he's going to sweep the next three events and one of you have to go to basketball.
There we go. Well, I want to see the basketball.
Well, yeah, I want basketball.
It's already been decided. We're doing all five events.
No matter what.
No matter what. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Right.
If Jack goes down 3-0, he has to be embarrassed for two more events.
Yeah, well, I need to see the – well, and by the way, those final two events are running and basketball, right?
So you're going to have bragging rights there.
Well, and I'll say, those two, I'm pretty confident in Jack in those two.
Okay.
Just throw strikes in the baseball game. Just throw strikes.
I'm going to be thinking about this from now until next Wednesday. And just you in my head saying, throw strikes. Just
that's
like they said in Little League.
Like L.A. L.A. just wants you to throw. Did they teach kids this stuff anymore?
Fastball's down and away?
Fastball down and away. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's OG? Up, OG?
Hey, Ike, man. That laugh, I don't like your laugh today, man. I mean, you're digging it a little too hard, man. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
you're going at Jack too hard on that laugh, man. Like, it's like, the laugh ain't from this show. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's you know.
You feel like it's a little more sharp and critical?
Yeah. You really want to curse Jack the hell out. That's really what you want to do. And then you just got to let it go. You know what I'm saying? Jack, I'm going to tell you this here. And when I played, the one thing that helped me be successful was that I made fear my best friend. I feared being embarrassed, giving up a catch, giving up a touchdown. You have to stop caring so much about being embarrassed.
I don't like being embarrassed, that's for sure.
Right. Who does?
Good point.
My point is, if you take that energy, I mean, just don't give a damn. You think too much of others, what they think about you. You should love yourself more. And I tell you what, if you ain't, I know damn well you ain't tell Walker what happened yesterday, the other day. You know what I mean? So
yeah, how did you explain this to the boys, man?
Well, Sutty just pooped. He's fine. He seemed like he moved on pretty quickly. Walker, I just kept saying, I need a hug today, bud. Give me a full squeeze. Full squeeze.
That's got to be your motivation. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I did think about Walker and Sutton right as the turnaround happened. You know, so maybe they need a look.
I've got news for you, though. You're not going to get any credit for winning the baseball one because you're a baseball guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get your pick your
right, right.
In the other event.
This is not about credit, though, OG. This is about victory for the sake of victory.
Yeah, it's a must-win situation.
It's about survival.
Yeah. I know, but I don't want him to go out there thinking he got to throw him some curveballs.
No.
You just throw that ball right over the plate. He ain't got the strength to even hit the damn ball.
Of course, he's going to hurt himself if he has to swing.
Yeah, so
you're going to get dribblers back to the pitcher, down to third base. He's not going to outrun anybody to get to first base.
No, come on.
This is just not good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a damn headache. I don't even get headaches. I got a headache thinking about Jack. I thought y'all was out there just friendly playing golf when Ike posted the thing. I didn't know it was actually going on then.
Yeah.
I'm like, and Jack, you looked it like you knew what you was doing, the way you was down there.
Oh, he did.
You know, laying
The photos, he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks like
he took a great photo.
Awesome. Yeah. The shirt was good. The shoes, man, you looked the part.
I know.
And you go out there and lose to a weasel. I mean, what the hell's going on out here? I don't know.
It's tough for all of us, OG. It's tough for all of us.
Yeah, my heart is hurting now. Now my head is hurting.
Well, now I know what Jack's feeling. That's why he says he feels the weight of the world on his shoulders, man.
Yeah. And not for nothing. Thank you for the call, OG. It was a whole Sunday. It's just like.
Really did take up the rest of the day.
Yeah, the whole
Sunday. I had to go take a nap after that.
Yep,
it was hot out there.
I was drained from that.
Very nappy.
Yep,
very nappy.
By the way, more indication that I'm moving up in age.
What?
The naps during the day.
Oh, yeah.
But they're nice, though.
They are on the weekend.
They're nice. One to two hours, on the couch.
When you're my age, I feel like I wake up more tired when I nap.
No, now I like the afternoon.
A little refresh. Yeah, a little. Yeah.
My dad's up to about three or four naps a day.
What? That's not good.
What? You might want to see a doctor.
Yeah, slow down.
He's a huge sleep guy.
So joining us next, you know, we've heard the stories of Jack, the college pitcher. Joining us next is the guy who recruited him out of high school.
Laid his eyes on me.
Bloomsburg head baseball coach Mike Collins joins us next.
He saw the 86 at the Iron Pig Stadium.
He did.
That's the last time it was 86.
It was the last time it was 86. You're dead right.
So we will get some thoughts from Mike about what he saw as Jack as an athlete. What Jack needs to do next Wednesday to throw strikes. I've always wanted to talk to one of your coaches. This is one of my dreams.
Yeah, no, I can see you've been giddy about it for 3 hours.
Well,
now.
You found out in our meeting you were not happy.
Well, I just kept saying, great.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't want to go the high school route?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay,
no.
You want to go where I failed.
Yeah, well,
nice.
He connected on LinkedIn to Coach Collins, so I knew I had a direct line to him.
Great.
So Bloomsburg head coach Mike Collins joins us next to talk about Jack. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.